This is the 2007 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Saturday afternoon, December the 29th, 2007. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on the spirit of arrested development. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, some things you're just going to get delivered of. I mean, he's just going to supernaturally deliver you. But that should be an impetus for you to be encouraged to go on and do the battle. You don't just sit there and wait for me to call him out and say, let me see what she's going to do. I ain't got nothing. I got a revelation here of words. And when God anoints these words, then you get delivered. But when you find yourself hungry enough to accept the fact that God is telling you that you have this demon and you want to be set free, and I myself or some other minister is standing before you calling these demons out, you have a responsibility to say, okay, Lord God, Holy Ghost, lead and guide me to all truth, because that's your job. And he will begin to lead and guide you into all truth of all things. I have had people praying for me, and as they were praying for me, they were praying in tongues, and all of a sudden the Lord would release something in my spirit that happened to me that they didn't know anything about, and their eyes would open and they would look at me and they would say, come out of there, da 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 da. And it would have just been the thing that God had just revealed to me. This is a real thing. If that's not happening to you, it's because you're not playing the game right. You got to work for it. You got to get in there and give something into it. It's where two or three come together touching and agreeing. Not where I stand before you, call them out, and they just going to come out. That's too much work. I am not the deliverer. I am the messenger. The deliverer has already done his job. You need to aggressively go for your deliverance. Aggressively go for it. And when that begins to happen, the anointing in this place will be so high, it will be unbelievable. Why? Because at that point, not only do we have one or two people touching and agreeing, but the whole house is in agreement that God is in the house, the Holy Ghost is moving, people are going to be getting deliverance, and this place will be set afire. Amen. And you will be able to walk in and just get a deliverance like that. But until that happens, you can't just come walking up in here being lazy and think it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you that right now. It's not going to happen. The days are ended in that. But that's the problem with the church now. We're lazy. We don't want to fight. We keep praying for God to come and deliver us. Don't we mess around and be like the Jews were, waiting for him to come. And when he came, because he didn't look like they wanted him to look. He didn't smell like they wanted him to smell. They missed the whole program. Your deliverance is also on the inside of you. Because when you come in line and agreement with the Holy Ghost for your deliverance, there is something that happens to you on the inside that strengthens you to a point and opens your mind to receive more of the Holy Ghost, that when somebody comes to you again with that thing of defeat or makes a statement that used to be your tickle, they make a certain statement or look at you a certain way, you just go all off. When you fight for that thing, you're not willingly going to give it up to nobody. When you have to fight for your deliverance, you will not keep going back to it, because you will fight for it. You will be sweaty. Your blouse will have up chuck on it. Your knees will be red from crawling on the floor. You will have paid the price to be free. And you will not let anyone take it from you. I assure you of that. Continue to call forth the real personality that God created from the beginning of time. Pay no attention to the screaming and the howling. Let the person get delivered by the Almighty God, who is leading and guiding you by His Holy Spirit into the truth for them. Because the next person you pray for, it'll be something else again. There is no pattern. There is no pattern. There is teaching that we get from the men and women of God who get revelation, and we put a pin in it and we hold on to it. Why? Because you study to show yourself approved. And as you study to show yourself approved and that word comes to you and you're getting ready to pray for somebody, then you might remember something that Brother Don said, something that Brother Glenn said, something that I said, something Jerry said, something that Carla said. And right then and there, the person is set free. Because why? When you listen to it, when you take it in, when you store it on the inside, the Holy Ghost got something to work with now. You have studied to show yourself approved. He ain't got to work this big giant miracle. The miracle has already been worked because you have spent time reading the Word, and the Word is transforming and conforming you to the Word. And you're beginning to look more and more like Jesus every day. That's a miracle within itself. Seeing is how he is using imperfect people to get other imperfect people delivered. Hello. I don't know how many people sit out there and think everybody's all perfectly delivered. I'm here to tell you not. I don't care whose bubble I'm busting. I'm not perfectly delivered. Oh, if I were, I would just not be here. Soup. Thank you, Jesus. Done. If I'm still here, God still got something for me to do, and he's still working some stuff out of me. Behind the pulpit means nothing. It's out in the field after you leave here that says whether you got the gusto when you was up in here. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Have you stored it on the inside? Can it be used by the Holy Spirit when you leave here so somebody else can be set free? Or are you full of arrested development and save it all for yourself so that you can go in the bathroom, in the shower, and have self-deliverance and never tell anybody? Nothing wrong with self-deliverance. But what are you being delivered from and for? Are we not being delivered so that we can work to have other people delivered? Is that not the reason that we're here? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you pray for people and you pray and you start praying for them, even at ages 2 and 3 and 4 years old, there's a fear of being locked up, a fear of being abandoned. So that all connects once again, fear to arrested development. There's a lot of fear in the lives of people who have arrested development. So don't be too angry with them because they can really get on your nerves. I mean, they can. They can because, you know, you keep telling them the same thing over and over again. And they just like that bunny. They keep doing like this. Huh? And they go back over here and they say, okay, I got it, mama. Huh? And they go back and they do it again. And, you know, I mean, you just like want to pull your hair out. Have mercy. Have mercy on them. And pray for them. It is just as hard on them as it is on you because they can't see the end. They think the rest of their lives are going to be like that. That's why so many of them commit suicide, and then the devil's job is done. John 10:10 has worked this thing in their lives because nobody took the time to say to them, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So don't take it lightly what you learn here and go put it someplace and on the shelf and dust it off next camp meeting. Study it. Somebody needs to know what you know. There's a lot of fear, like I said, with arrested development. Fear of being raped, molested, fear of being left behind, fear of being abandoned. All of these things. So, remember the first day of school? Scared to death. The thought, they're leaving me. And believe it or not, that's traumatic for some kids. They never really get over it. Because school is not all that it's cracked up to be. You know, they got to bring on another personality just to be in school. And you drop them off and tell them, I'll be back, and I'll be back for you. They're like, ah! Pray for me. You know, pray for our children. You know, don't be mad at them just because they're 21 and they're still messing up. Let's all go home. I got 140. Let's not go home and pray for them. Oh, my God. You know, let's just all go home and pray for them. But before we go home, let's just go before the Lord and ask the Lord to help us. This is as far as I'm going to go with the teaching. There's more on the arrested development that I have, but the mind can only take as much as the behind can deal with. So, okay. It's okay, because I know you've had a full week. I've been the one sitting at home reading. You guys have been getting it every day. And I'm like, oh, I'm going on Saturday. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm free. Oh. I think, come on, car, you know the way. Let's go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's all just stand to our feet and stretch just a little bit. Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor, and we thank you, O God, for revelation knowledge. We thank you that you are God and that there is none beside you. There is none like you, O God. We worship you. We honor you. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the great I am. Thank you, God, that you have made us the head and not the tail. Thank you, God, that you are giving us revelation daily so that we can go out and minister and help others, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that arrested development has been exposed. God, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Father, we take authority over the spirit of arrested development. We cut it off from the spirit of rejection and rebellion. We cut it off from the spirit of mind control right now in Jesus' name. And we curse that spirit at the root. We call you forth out of the minds and the hearts of the men and women of God that stand in this place of worship before you, God, because your Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. And we thank you for that, God. Now lead us and guide us into all truth. Let our hearts and our minds be open to receive the truth of the Holy Spirit as he speaks to each individual standing in a praise, in a position of awe before you, that you will deliver them. Thank you, O God, that they understand what it is to fight to be free. Thank you, O God, that they see your face. Thank you, O God, that the blood of Jesus covers and we apply it from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet, driving out anything that is not like you. God, we praise you and we glorify you that at age 2, whatever entered into their lives and caused them to be arrested would be revealed right now in the name of Jesus. And at age 3, age 4 and 5, all spirits of molestation and hurt and pain and disappointment by parents and fear of abandonment, fear of rape, fear of molestation, fear, go in the name of Jesus. Move out of their hands, move out of their legs, move out of their minds, their wills, and their emotions in the name of Jesus. Go. Oh, robo shatana, yo robo shatana, lista korobo shanda, mixed up emotions, mixed up feelings, abandonment, spirits of unbalance, spirits of not knowing where to go or what to do. Manifest yourself and lead the people of God. Chronic arrested development. You are certain. Notice that today is your last day. Today you will set the men and women of God free. You will move out of their minds and their wills and their emotions. You will unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of their hearts. Come off of their backs. Come out of their legs. Come out of their eating habits. Come off of their tongues now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Most High God. Move. I lose the spirit of maturity in the name of Jesus. I lose the mind of Christ and the heart of God upon the people of God to be in balance, to make wise decisions in the name of Jesus. Ha, ya, 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 bosata. Fickle-minded. Go now in the name of Jesus. Move out. Move out of the mind. Move out of the will. Move out of the emotions. Come off the back of the neck now in the name of Jesus. Come off of the legs now in the name of Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we praise you. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. Continue to move out. All you Cinderella spirits, move. All you Cinderella spirits, move out of the women of God now. In the name of Jesus, arrested development, go. Move now in Jesus' name. All of you Peter Pan spirits not allowing the men to grow up and mature in every area of their life, I say manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of righteousness in the name of Jesus. A spirit of righteousness. Go now. All you demons that would keep righteousness from being in their hearts and their minds now. And we come against those spirits of ugliness. I'm so ugly. I'm ashamed of my body. Big eyes, big ears, big mouth, big nose, big legs, big feet. Go in the name of Jesus. For God has perfectly and wonderfully made them. There are no mistakes in God. Everyone is made identically to the way that God wanted them to be made. They are not ugly. They are beautifully and wonderfully made. Move, you devils, now in Jesus' name. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Resheko, yararabosha. Nandiriyoshe, nanaraboshe, koroboshi, tirinelalia. Roshe, nanaramoyiniyoshe. Nandiriyosaka. Come out of their eyes so that they may see themselves as God sees them. Come out of their eyes that they may see themselves the way that God sees them. Go now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Roshe, nanana. Yesororoboshe, nande. Spirits of fear. Spirits of fear. Go. Spirits of fear connected to arrested development. Spirits of fear that are connected to mind control. All of you spirits, that scorpion nest of fear, you connected yourselves together under arrested development, and you will not allow the people of God to be set free. I said, move in Jesus' name. Let them go past 3, past 4, past 5. Past 6, now, in the name of Jesus. Trauma that happened in school. Words spoken behind closed doors. Go now, in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself and go now, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Release and go, all the way out. Don't forget to fight, people. Fight for your rights. Fight for your right to be free. That's right. Manifest and go, all the way out. Come up out of there. Come up out of the throat. Come up out of the throat. Come out of the throat now in the name of Jesus. Rosha na 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 boshe. Rosha na 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 na. Yiriyose. Ayaranaboshe. Bad eating habits. Bad eating habits. Bad eating habits. Demons in the stomach. Bad eating habits. Go in the name of Jesus. Paper towels, y'all. Bad eating habits in the name of Jesus. Oroboshata roshana. Re koroboshata. Go in Jesus' name. That's right. Spirit of little girl. Come all the way out of that 5 and 6 years old. Manifest yourself now. I lose the spirit of maturity upon you now. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the spoiled child. Go in the name of Jesus. All your arrested development spirits, move out of here. In the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, Rosho Toro Roboshaka. El Roboshanda Yiriyoshaka. Reshenanala Yiriyose. Rashandarada. Rape. And molestation between the ages of 6 and 7 and 8 years old. Manifest yourself and go. Move out in the name of Jesus. Come all the way out. Come all the way out. Out of the mind, out of the will, out of the emotions. Come out of the stomach. Come out of the private areas in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go in Jesus' name. Mind control spirits linked up to arrested development. Unwrap, uncoil, and untangle off of the mind, the will, and the emotions of these people. In the name of Jesus, for these are God's people. You have no right to be in the temple. You must go. You must leave them now. In Jesus' name, it's by the blood. It's in His name that every knee must bow. In the name of Jesus, go. Hanga robosha da da da. Oh, robosha da 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 bosha. Go. Arrested development, mind control, schizophrenia, manic depressive, unwrap, uncurl, untangle, separate off of the personality and character that us. Oh, Rabo Shanda, Rabo Shanda, ya, 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 ya. All you spirits at 9 and 10 years old in confusion, hatred, hatred of men, hatred of women, hatred of the authority figures, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Manifest yourself. Come out of the mind. Come out of the will. Come out of the emotions of the people. Unwrap from arrested development, and I lose the spirit of maturity upon the people of God. Hey! Hey! Shanda yarabo shatai. Dia soko yarabo shatarara yarabo shatarara. Ila yarabo shat. Brade yarabo shiria saria ha. Ro brasanda yarabo shatai. Le soko yarabo shena ya ya ya. Oraba shatai. Priase noreme yoreme seko. Nandirio yarabo shatai. Thank you, Lord. Hurt. Pain, that woundedness spirit that came in as children before the age of 9 and 10, 6, 7, 2, 3 years old. Conceived in rape, rejected by father, rejected by mother. Manifest yourself and go. Unwrap and uncall off of the mind the will and the emotions of the people of God. Shine. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Arrested development, manifest and go. Turn the people of God loose. I lose the spirit of maturity in the name of Jesus. I lose the spirit of acceptance of who they are in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself and go all the way out at the very root. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of their hearts in the name of Jesus. Come off of the heart in the name of Jesus. Come off of their hearts. In the name of Jesus, turn their hearts anew. We come against cold-heartedness, spirits of pride, the inability to give and receive love. They've been so arrested in their emotions. We bind you and curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Oh, Robo sha ta 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 ta. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Every hindering spirit to their deliverance, I put you on notice right now. Angels of God, continue to move throughout the room, moving in and out, and delivering and plucking up, for only the angels can pluck the wheat from the tares. In the name of Jesus, pluck the wheat from the tares of their hearts in the name of Jesus. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let them speak well of themselves. Let them speak what the Word of God says about them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. All right, devil, move in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 All the way out to, 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 in the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, go. Go, 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 go. Strong man of arrested development. Anorexia, go. Anorexia, go. Bad eating habits, go. In the name of Jesus, all the way out to, all the way out in Jesus' name. All the way out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All you alcoholic spirits, spirits of alcohol and drug abuse, alcohol and drug abuse, alcohol and drug abuse, holding arrested development in place. Manifest yourself and go. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions of God's people. Come out of their pores. Come out of their hands. Come behind, from behind their eyes. go, go, go. Lust go in the name of Jesus. The inability to make right decisions about relationships. Manifest yourself and go now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name. All the way out in Jesus' name. Oh, Robo Shana. Breselolo, yellow, 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 rebellion, rebellion, rebellion that came into the heart of the child at 2, saying no, 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 arrested development, loose your hole and let them go. Rebellion and rejection, move out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. 7, 8, and 9, manifest yourself and go. All your demonic spirits holding these men and women of God to 7, 8, and 9 years old. Manifest yourself and go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. I lose the spirit of maturity in the house. I lose the spirit of maturity in the house. And I pray that the personality and the character of the men and women of God that He set for them from the beginning of time would begin to manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Oh, Roshana, Yerushana, Preshana, Preshana, Rosirioso, Rasandayo, Korobo, Sete, Oro, Sete. Oh, hidden things that hurt so bad. They said they would never tell anybody. Hidden things they're so ashamed of. They cannot let go because arrested development tells them to hold on with the spirit of mind control. I break your hold off of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Loose them now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, rest upon your people. Spirit of the living God, rest upon your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we worship you. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, we worship you. Thank you, O God, we worship you. Thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. Let your love overshadow these, your people. Perfect love cast out all fear. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Father. Overshadow these, your people. Let your love fall upon them like the dew in the morning. Let it rest upon their hearts, driving out every childish thought, every childish idea, every childish thing that is not of you. Move in the name of Jesus. Your word said, when we were children, we spoke as children. When we were children, we acted as children. We spoke as children. We did children things that children do. But God, now that we are men and women, we call on you, our Father, to bless us with a spirit of maturity. Give us the mind of Christ and the heart of God in the name of Jesus. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And there is no other mind to have but the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of peace. Shalom. Spirit of God. Rest these upon your people. Spirit of God. Rest upon the workers. Rest upon the workers that they too shall be delivered. For they have given out of themselves and beyond their own selfishness to receive. Bless them, God. Let a spirit of deliverance hover over the workers that they shall be and do receive the deliverance that you have for them. Every remaining demon at the age of 10, you are on notice. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Come forth the personality and the character that God created you to have at age 11, age 12. Come forth, page 12. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Come forth to age 13. You're standing on the threshold of your deliverance. At age 13, we cut off all significance of the spirit of arrested development. You cannot go beyond the age of 13. We cut you off now. The bus stops here in the name of Jesus. God, loose your angels. Holy Spirit, guide your people past the age of 13. Bring them into the spirit of maturity in the name of Jesus. I prophesy maturity. I prophesy a balance in their lives, God. I prophesy the ability to make right decisions, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Past 13, standing on the threshold, being set free in the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to move over your people in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And we praise you for the deliverances that have been received. We thank you that you shall continue to work in and continue to deliver your people as they come to you and cry out for their deliverances, God. We will not put a bondage on you, Lord, and say we got to have deliverance in a certain way. But God, we say loose the spirit of the deliverer who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, upon this house, upon these your people, and we will receive deliverance anyway. He wants us to receive the deliverance. So in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, I speak it, and so it is. So, and so it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Jesus. 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 There's something about the name. Father, we thank you for your presence in the house today. God, we thank you and we praise you. We take authority over and we bind every remaining demon to the altar of God. You either leave or you shall be tormented by the angels of God until you do leave the mind, the will, and the emotions of these God's people. For the light of the Holy Ghost has been shined upon you, so you have to go now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I ask you right now to bless each one of us and strengthen us, Father. Whatever we've been delivered from, let us be replaced, Father God, by the fruit of the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit manifest itself through the personality and the character of the people. Let the seven spirits of God rule and have their way in our lives in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you. We bind backlash and retaliation against the workers and backlash and retaliation against myself, our family, our friends, and our loved ones, and the things that we have left at home in the name of Jesus. We bind it and we curse it at the root. We loose link angels around the place to protect right now in Jesus' name. For we have been obedient and we have done what God has called us to do. The rest, we trust God to do what he said he was going to do in our lives. Now, God, we thank you. We praise you. We ask you to bless the food. Bless the people working in the kitchen. Let them receive their deliverances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of their obedience to do the job that they've been called to do and to do it with a smile. Let them be blessed for it, God. Let them be blessed coming in. Let them be blessed going out in the name of Jesus. And God, we won't forget to give you the praise, nor the glory, nor the honor. And let every man and woman in the house say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Welcome back, Cheryl.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.